Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and old anxiety?
This is not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge sanctioned by the U.S. government.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Everybody, it's Keeping It 99's New Year's Music Extravaganza. I'm your host, Eric Eagle. And yes, that sounds like a Muppet, but it's not. My sister's name is Sam Eagle, and that's literally the name of a fucking Muppet. My family named her after a fucking Muppet. That's real. Today we're going to be playing some of the greatest songs that come out of Northeast Ohio's metal scene over the past year. The year I'm talking about, 2020. And of course, I could sit here all day and rant and rave about how great and perfect of a year 2020 has been for everybody. I mean, nothing bad happened. Nobody died. Shit's cool. Everybody's gotten along. Politics, nobody even discussed it once. Nowhere on my Facebook feed. So really, there's nothing to talk about. I saw some of the best shows ever. This year, a lot of get-togethers. It was a good time. I mean, what the fuck am I supposed to say about this fucking year other than maybe the music came out that came out was pretty good? I was expecting more. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've had friends jump on me and be like, I'm not here to entertain you. Why? What are you here for? But I digress. There has been some really good shit that has come out of the Northeast Ohio scene. And today, here on Keeping It 99 Radio, we're going to play some of that for you. That's right. I'm going to play you some of this, the best bangers, jammers. Sit back, enjoy, relax, It's gonna go down. We're gonna be playing some stuff from the newest Fistula record. I'm gonna be playing what I believe in my heart of hearts is the song of the year, the best song of the year from any band. It doesn't matter. And the Cleveland Cats came from Cleveland Cats. We're gonna be playing some other stuff that you may or may not know. So sit back, enjoy. We're gonna start it off with something that we've never played before. A band that I know very little about. Very little about. They're called Black Tar Superstar. Here's what I can tell you about them. They're from Akron. They do doom sludge metal. That's how they describe themselves. And you can judge for yourself. You're gonna be like, yeah, I get it. Like when you hear it. This song they have a video for. They just put out some new shit. Okay. Which one is what I want to hear from people. But this song is called Hail to the Succubus. Now you can go over to Black Tar Superstar, and I don't know, maybe the Black Tar is like I only know it for as what, heroin? It's like heroin, right? Like Black Tar heroin. So maybe it's a heroin reference. They're like, yeah, I don't know. They seem like fun guys. They seem like maybe they're my age. So I'm sure if I were to be like, hey, you guys ever hear Exodus? I'd be like, yeah, I fucking know what Exodus is. I mean, you know, kindred spirits in that. The video is something to be commended to. First of all, you see the Buzzbin, the Canton venue, which I love going there. I've seen some really great shows there, local bands and stuff back in the day when, you know, shows were a thing. I saw Beatallica. My friends Beatallica open up for Oakley Dokley. Seen Froggy Fresh there. A lot of good shows. All right. Bill Gavin from Goost, Ravenna Arsenal. He was in, these are bands. These are real bands that I'm naming. He's in Radian now. I think he was in Nanko or something. I don't know. I've seen him work up there. But any hoozles, Black Tar Superstar. They got this video, man. I mean, there's chicks in it. First of all, there's chicks in it, which is awesome. If you like, you know, chicks, there's like boobs in it, electrical tape. I think half the band is like corpse paint. The other half is like, I'm not doing corpse paint. Let me tell you something. They got a bass tone that's fucking sick. You're going to hear it. You're going to like it. I enjoy it. I wasn't sure what to think of it. When I saw the video, though, man, I would love to do a watch-along of the video for this song, Hail to the Succubus, by Black Tar Superstar with somebody, because there's so much shit in it. I watched it with my wife last night, and we were watching it in bed, laying down, and I was like, man, that's metal. Candles, metal. Chicks, metal. I think there's like gore. Well, I know there's gore. There's gore in it. Metal. Face paint, metal. Vests, metal. Guitars, metal. Red lighting, metal. Brick wall behind them, metal. Everything about this band, metal. With as much as I would love to sit here and just keep rambling and rambling, I'm gonna play it for you right now. This is Black Tar Superstar, Hail to the Succubus. Please go check them out at blacktarsuperstar.bandcamp.com. Go show them some love. Go throw it at them. Don't be a dickhead. Go do it. Tell them Keeping It 99 sent you. And I'll be right back with some more music. We'll be right back.
you.
I told you it was a song.
That was a good song. It's a good fucking song. Black Tar Superstar, they're going to be playing at the Buzz Bin coming up soon with Radiant and Night Goat. Let me get this date right. They got so much on, I'm going through their Instagram. They got so much on their Instagram. They're kind of like me with the Keeping an Eye on Instagram, where I'm just like constantly like, well, I'm posting shit. Album release, Black Tar Superstar. You can go get a physical copy. I'm assuming you can. Damn it, it just changed there. Ken Burnsing the video. They did a Ken Burns on the video. It had the date on it. Now I got to wait for Duluth. I see the Radiant picture. Radiant, friends of the show. Mike Burns, what's up? January 16th at 7 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
Black Tar Superstar. Album release with Radiant and Night Goat. Night Goat, another band that I love. I believe that Chris Bentley, Julia Bentley, they're running the Buzz Bin. They have a great band in Night Goat, very Melvins influenced. I'll be talking about them a little bit more because we're going to be playing an album from a split that they're on. We'll be playing a song from an album that I don't know. I don't know what my words mean. I'll be talking about them here in a bit. But that was Black Tar Superstar. I'm looking forward to seeing what they come up with. I love the fact that there's a band out there that's putting in that fucking work. I mean, like, legit work. When you watch the video, you go, oh, well, holy shit. You know, these are dudes from Akron spending the time. Like, there was a pre-production meeting. You know what I mean? There was time. It wasn't like just somebody just walking around with their phone, lip-syncing their own fucking words and shit. Like, these dudes put in time. They had a vision for themselves, and they executed it. And now they're putting on a they're going to be doing a show with two awesome bands opening up, and I can't wait. I can't wait until I'm not afraid to go to shows. Sorry, I'm that guy. I'm like, vaccinate me, and then we'll talk. I can't wait to go see them. Maybe meet them. Maybe they're going to hate my guts. I'll be like, what the fuck? Why are you talking about us the way you talk about us? And I'll be like, oh, sorry. Oh, this is who I am. But back to Night Goat. Night Goat put out a split this year that was an awesome fucking split. It was legitimately awesome. The album cover, awesome. Everything about it. It doesn't have a name other than the Night Goat Ghost Hello, Ghost Colon Hello, Ghost Dot Dot Hello split. Or is it the other way? Ghost Hello, Night Goat split. These are two bands that I've always enjoyed since I heard them. Which was like, you know, a couple years ago. Ghost Hello. Ghost Colon Hello. I'm about to play a song from that split from them. You can also go find them on Bandcamp at ghosthello.bandcamp.com. Nina Rich, Will Jennings, and the newest member, Patrick De La Grange. De La Grange! Patrick was an awesome guest on this show a little over a year ago. He's jamming with the guys in Malum. I don't know. Oh, they're still doing anything. I don't know if bands are still bands anymore after this year. You know what I mean? Like, when we get into 2020, I don't know who's going to fucking be around. But let me tell you a little bit about this Ghost Hello before we get into it. This song fucking crushes. It's like a spooky, I mean, that's where the name Ghost comes from, I'm sure. Because they like this theremin synth sound going on. No guitars. They said no. Too artistic for that shit. Because they are an artsy fucking band. If you watch their videos, you see the see the art. They're artsy. It's artsy. I think they do cool artsy shits. I like art. I'm a fan. I'm surrounded by it. I'm looking at a Derek Hess print right now. He's an artist that I just said. So there. This song's called Suit Up. They got a video for it. Go to YouTube. Go check it out. Go to ghosthelloband.com. Go to ghosthello.bandcamp.com. Get this fucking split. Buy me the split. I need to go buy the split myself. I was just doing this thing called Christmas in Life for the past 2 months. So I haven't bought myself anything with the hopes that you would buy me something and you didn't. This is Ghost Hello, Suit Up. I see you looking real good, man. With your blue suede shoes. It's rocking. They fucking rip it. You can also go to the Westside Bowl's YouTube channel. Go to Westside Bowl. Just type in Westside Bowl Ghost Hello. They have a full set there with Night Goat. They're doing stuff from the split. They're just, they're rocking it, ripping it. Also, speaking of that, I just saw Actual Form and Goosed fucking have great shows. They got great, great sound, great visuals. Go to Westside Bowl. Go
go check out some of our favorite fucking bands. And maybe they're yours. But this is Suit Up from Ghost Hello off the split that they did with Night Goat, which is also the name of a Melvin song. It's a fun little fact. One of my favorite. It's a sexy, you can fuck to that song. And you know how big I am on that. Songs you can do sex with. You can do sex with this song too. Don't believe me? Check it out.
Yeah, you're looking real good, girl. In your blue suede shoes. Yeah, you're getting pretty mad, girl. You got nothing to lose. See the man on the TV. He is a three-piece.
We have come to that time. We have come to the time where we're going to be playing the heaviest song of 2020. The heaviest song of 2020. No, it's not Black Dahlia Murder. No, it's not Testament. No, it's not Napalm motherfucking Death. It's fucking Fistula. What you know about Fistula? For the longest time, Fistula's cover of Mongoloid from the band Devo was Keeping It 99's theme song before it became Foul Spirit's cover of Motley Crue's Bastard. Both killers. I love cover songs. I almost want to play Foul Spirits Blitzkrieg Bop again just to annoy the drummer, because I think he's just like, why do you fucking stop playing that fucking song? But it's really good. Listen, just a little snippet.
They change the maximum one.
Super good. Super good. Super good. But this is a song off of the latest Fistula release. Fistula is called the Process of Opting Out. Fistula is a band that has been around for fucking decades. I mean decades. Probably longer than most of us have been. 90 years they've been around. Fistula. Going under a bunch of fucking different band lineups. Corey Bing. Corey Bing is has been a mainstay in that group. And when I first saw Fistula, it was like there was like around the same time or the same time is so long ago. This is the 90s we're talking about now. There was something involving the band. Do you remember the band Taproot? They were very mainstreamy alternative metal rock shit. They sounded like shit. But Fistula was playing some sort of festival, some sort of thing. And I remember seeing them the first time and I was scared because it was so fucking gnarly. It was just too... they weren't doing double kicks and shit. Like, it wasn't that kind of stuff. But it was, like, my first real time, like, hearing, like, this sludgy, almost, like, satanic type of deal. And then that was also right around the time where I saw the band Schnauzer. Jim Kanye's fucking baby, Schnauzer, and this nasty, just kind of in your face, go fuck yourself music became a part of my DNA. And Fistula is one of those bands that just over the course of time has their songwriting, Corey's vision for that group, Bob Branca's vision for that group is just become so much more. Fistula's constantly just like been putting out dope ass shit. They have some of my favorite songs of all time. There's a song called Tough Guy. They do a couple different versions of it. Go to YouTube, Fistula Tough Guy. It's fucking incredible. It's one of those songs that has that super long, you know, like sludge bands, doom bands, whatever. I don't. Thank you, baby. Will you shut that door? Thank you. Oh, thank you. That was my daughter. You know how these bands, they do like the openings of a song and it's just like boom, bing, boom, bing. And they do that for like 3 minutes before it picks up any kind of fucking, you know, like there's like a tom or a fucking distorted guitar that like really fucking does anything, right? Tough Guy's like one of those songs. Like it just starts off with the bass, like do 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 do, and it just keeps building and building and building and building and building. And it's so worth the fucking wait. Fistula is just goddamn. I just can't say enough. But then anyway, one of the heaviest bands of all time. They come out and they put out an album. I can't even explain it. You're gonna listen to this song. This song is called Cost of Doing Business. It's one of the heaviest tones I've ever heard, maybe the heaviest. Also the last record too, they decided to throw some double kicks and shit, which is just not fair to everybody else. It's just not fair. It's not fair for anybody who's like, yeah, I'm that real deal motherfucker shit. No, you're not. You're not Fistula. Fistula doesn't give a fuck. Trevor Sternad from Black Dahlia Murder, man, he fucking did a write-up about how fucking Fistula scares him. Black Dahlia Murder, who, in my opinion, put out the best metal record of the year. I did a thing on our Instagram, keeping it 99. Trevor Sternad, he's scared shitless. He's like, I would not let these dudes stay at my house. I've let these dudes stay at my house. So, what's that say about you, Trevor? Super sweetheart of a guy, by the way. I got my coworker a cameo from Trevor Sternad this year, and Trevor delivered like a motherfucker. He's a sweetheart. So this song is called Cost of Doing Business. You're going to hear it. It is going to be, you're going to be like, it's heavier than anything I've heard all year or in the past 20 years or ever, possibly ever. I love Fistula. I'm really looking forward to seeing what they do. Corey Bing, I love you. Buddy Peel, Bob, the whole crew. Keep doing what you're doing forever. This is Cost of Doing Business off the Process of Opting Out. Go find it on the internet. We'll be right back.
just get into it. This is the final song. This is my favorite song of the entire year. Doesn't matter where they came from in this case. Legitimately, when I heard this song, I was like, it should be on the fucking radio. There should be videos for this. I don't know what the fellas in Sweaty Mammoth are doing right now. Literally right now. But I've always been a huge supporter of them. Grant as well. Other half of the podcast, who's not here today because he's out being happy, which is cool. Be happy, I guess. Whatever. I mean, I've done it once or twice, or you know, once. But this song is called Schwarzchild Radius. The song came out earlier in the year, and they were dropping a lot of singles. You can go to sweatymammoth.bandcamp.com to go support their stuff. They're one of those bands, man. They're one of those bands, dude. I like saying that a lot. They're one of those bands that, and then I just make up shit. They're one of them. They're one of my favorite bands, period. First time I ever saw them play, Animal's Basement. They were playing with a band called Burn Blue Sky. I forget who else, but like, those dudes just completely tore the fucking place up. They can play. They can sing. They got every kind of influence, all across the board, metal, not metal, and they throw it all in there. And Schwarzchild Radius, when I first heard that song, man, I was just like, I felt empowered. It's one of my favorite things about hard rock and heavy metal songs when they hit you just right, is there's a feeling of I can fucking do anything. And that's that I think is one of the cooler things about aggressive underground music in general. Is you listen to it and it doesn't matter what kind of fucking mood or vibe you're rolling with. When you hear something that makes you feel like, yeah, I can fucking get up and fucking take on the world. That's the good shit right there. And this song kind of it really gives me that fucking feeling, especially going into a new year. We all fucking dealt with this bullshit together. And this song's kind of a feel good, but it's a fucking ripper, bro. I mean, listen, wait till you hear the drums in this motherfucker. The drums in this motherfucker. Ooh, 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 just the structure, everything is absolutely dope. I've been listening to this song a lot throughout the year. Very excited to play it for you guys today. We will be back, me and Rubber City Redbeard, with a slew of guests. I'm doing Zoom calls. There's going to be a new season of Localize It coming out soon. There's going to be all kinds of things. I would love to just talk about what I want to do, but the more I talk about it, the less likely it is to happen. So we're just going to go out with that. Thank you guys so much for listening today and checking out these fucking bands. There's a billion other fucking bands out there. I mean, maybe that's an exaggeration. There's not a billion in Northeast Ohio, but look, Radian, Foul Spirits, all these bands putting out shit in 2020. There's things to look forward to in 2021. Bands like The Behest of Serpents, Angelo Vespucci, also known as AloRX. He did the rap song Sandwiches that we played a while back. Sterilizing the Deceased. They got some new shit coming out. They're going to be doing videos. There's a lot of people out there putting stuff. And maybe you. A lot of our listeners, I happen to know, are musicians themselves. So I'm looking forward to it and moving in the right direction with these guys. So here's some Sweaty Mammoth, Schwarzchild Radius. Personally, I feel like it's the song of the year. It's a great song. It's a great song. They're great people. Which also makes things better. You are a great one. And until next time, my name is Eagle. And we'll see you down the road.